Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, July 6th, 2020. In case the Berlin rent cap should fail before the constitutional courts, Green Parliamentary Party leader Antje Kapek wants to take precautions and has called on the red-red-green Senate to develop a Plan B. In case of a failure, she demands that the Senate must ensure maximum protection for tenants in order to prevent speculators and real estate moguls from driving up rents unchecked. To this end, it would be necessary to, quote, immediately set up a 2021 rent index with comparable local rents, which landlords must then use as a basis for orientation. It's also important to provide more protection against eviction for people who pay higher rents than the rent cap and who are unable to meet demands for back payments from landlords. She added, quote, for this purpose, regardless of the rent cap, a residential and rent register is necessary, which, better than the rent index, offers a broad and comprehensive database for recording and regulating rent levels. Since February 23rd, rents for 1.5 million apartments in Berlin have been frozen at the level of June of 2019. From 2022, they may increase by a maximum of 1.3% annually. If an apartment is rented out again, the landlord must comply with new ceilings set by the state and the last rent demanded. The rent cap, which is unique in Germany, is intended to slow down the rise in rents in the capital and is limited to 5 years. Exceptions are, among other things, new apartments that were ready for occupancy as of January 1, 2014. From November 23rd, tenants should be able to reduce excessive existing rents. CDU and the FDP are taking action at the federal and state level with constitutional complaints against the cap. Kapek stressed that the coalition does not expect the constitutional courts to overturn the project, adding, quote, but it is part of responsible politics to be prepared for all eventualities. Housing Senator Katrin Lomscher of the left had advised people to put aside saved rent money when signing new contracts or when rents are reduced in case the cap fails legally. Many landlords will then want to demand higher rents. And others have already put so-called shadow rents in their contracts, which means that tenants retroactively would have to pay back the difference. About 2,000 people protested against racism in two demonstrations in Berlin on Saturday. At the larger event in Mitte, participants first gathered at the Gendarmenmarkt. The demonstrators then marched to the Grosser Stern in the Tiergarten, and the route also passed through Mohrenstrasse. Its name has caused debate for years. According to the police, about 1,800 people took part in the demo under the motto, No to Racism. The organizers had expected up to 5,000 participants. Almost simultaneously, an anti-racism demonstration led from Neukölln's Hermannplatz to the U.S. Embassy at the Brandenburg Gate. According to police, about 100 people took part. The police accompanied both protest marches and spoke of a peaceful situation without incidents. As mentioned in the previous story, the name Mohrenstrasse is controversial, and there have been calls for its renaming since the 1990s. The term Mohr, which translates to blackamoor, is racist, according to critics. Most recently, Green faction leader Antje Kapek had spoken out in favor of renaming the street and the underground station. Proponents, however, point out that it's a historical street name. Berlin public transport company the BVLG now wants to take action and on Friday announced to rename the U-Bahn station from Mohrenstrasse into Glinkastrasse. The BVLG stated, quote, out of understanding and respect for the sometimes controversial debate about the street name, the BVLG has now decided not to continue using it for the naming of the underground station. As a cosmopolitan company and one of the largest employers in the capital, BVLG rejects any form of racism or other discrimination. End quote. The new name Glinkastrasse follows the principle of naming underground stations and stops in such a way that they can be clearly assigned to a particular location and provide orientation. Glinkastrasse is named after the Russian composer Mikhail Ivanovich Glinka. According to the BVLG, the underground station has already undergone several name changes. It was opened in 1908 with the name Kaiserhof. From 1950, it was called Thalmannplatz. From 1986, it was called Otto-Grotewahl-Straße. And after reunification, the underground station was renamed Mohrenstraße in 1991. When the station will be renamed has not yet been decided. Police arrested a man in Mitte who was riding the U8 without mouth and nose protection. Police announced on Friday that the 28-year-old had refused to hand over his ID card several times on Thursday and resisted when handcuffs were put on him. Authorities had previously asked him about his missing mask and got off with him at the Alexanderplatz station to establish his identity. He was then taken to a police station where his ID was established and he was subsequently released. The man is now accused of violation of the infection control ordinance and resisting enforcement officers. Because recently more and more passengers in buses and trains were not wearing masks to protect themselves and others from corona infections, the Senate decided to impose a fine last week. Since June 27th, 50 to 500 euros can be charged for violations of the mask obligation, which has been in effect since the end of April. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.